You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Killarney. A good card to look forward to there, including the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, which is a listed race. So some quality action to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, exciting, mate. Yeah, looks a really good card tonight, Killarney.
Yeah, it does. Plenty of competitive handicaps, a nice listed race in there as well. It's not bad stuff, is it, to follow York this afternoon?
Not at all, no. I mean, York's spectacular. I mean, I fancy a load there today at York. It could be make or break to the start of the week. But even if we don't do so good, we've still got the backup of a decent card down in Killarney, and plenty of big fields, loads of good betting races, and a 25-1 nap as well in the 6:50.
There you go. We'll keep people waiting. We'll move on to that in due course. But the first race is the 5:20 this evening. This is a Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden for colts and geldings over a mile and a half a furlong. And Johannes Vermeer is even money at the top of the market from 6-4. Kitten Loves Roses is 11-4. It's 4-1 for Dowancore, who was 5-1 earlier in the day. 6-1 for Quids In, 12s for Libyan Peace, and 14s or bigger for the others. So a couple of attracting money. The Aidan O'Brien runner and the Mickey Halford runner. How do you see the 5:20 going?
Yeah, no great surprise to see Aidan O'Brien and Dermot Well dominate in the betting in these kind of events. But the standard they've set so far isn't all that high. Certainly not insurmountable anyway. I thought Johannes Vermeer ran quite well down in Tipperary, but considering he was an 8-11 poke, he got readily brushed aside. And the speed figure of the race isn't that great. The second has got well beat since. I'm just left feeling a little bit cold with regards to his chances here tonight at a relatively short price. I mean, like I say, if we're dealing with a horse who's got a little bit more upside in their morning quotes, then fine. But even money. It wouldn't be for me even money, even though I'm expecting him to improve. Kittens Love Roses had every chance of the day, got an uncontested lead from the front and still got beat. So he's quite limited as well. So the obvious one here for me is Dowancore from the stable. We all know by now, hardly ever has a first-time out winner, but they all seem to run virtually carbon-copper races. They're always the same. They're slowly away. They're green. They're clueless. And then they absolutely fly home. And they then step up markedly on what they achieved first time out, next time out. It's probably one of the best stables to follow that routine with. Brian Meehan's very similar over here in the UK. And Mickey Halford's exactly the same. He just doesn't have him tuned up first time out. But the remarkable improvement from first to second start is quite extraordinary. And I'm expecting this colt by Tamiyus to do exactly the same here. And he rates a reasonable each way bet around about 4-1. That race down in Nace the other day was pretty good. It went the way of Herald the Dawn. There's been quite a few out of that race have run well subsequently. But the big eye catcher was this Dowancore. Did all his best work at the end. Up in trip today. The stiff uphill climb from 3 out should be ideal. So it's hard to see this horse with normal improvement not being involved. So Dowancore, strong each way in the first.
Strong each way pick in the first then for Andy. The second race is the 5:50. And this one is another maiden. This one's also over a mile and a half a furlong. And Tadani is the 2-1 favourite. 11-4 for Black Wolf Run. Multiculture is 11-4. 7-1 for McGuigan. 7-1 for Assume, 25s into 16s for Rainfall Radar, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the second race?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a horse I've tipped twice on the podcast, Black Wolf Run. And although he still hasn't won a race and rather let me down a little bit last time out at Dundalk when he was heavily punted, I still think there's a little bit more to come from this horse. He's just a big, gawky, green individual. I still think he hasn't got a clue what he's doing. He certainly ran all over the track the other day down in Dundalk when he should have won that race. He was definitely the best horse in the race. But unfortunately, Wayne Lorden couldn't get him organised enough. And Shaniga Bay had also got plenty of experience, probably more track craft. Just got away from him. Unfortunately, that was the difference. But I was left the impression the way he finished off his race, the way he went through the line, that if he could have just, like I say, got himself a little bit more tractable early on, of course, we know that Dundalk, if you get first run in the home straight there, you just... you're just playing catch up. He's got to have a great chance of putting it all right here tonight. He was a good third the time before and behind two subsequent winners, Gussie Goose and Frozen Lake. That form and the speed figure is good. And as long as he can just get himself somewhere near them round in the home turn, let's say they don't go particularly quick and he's in like third, fourth, fifth off the home turn, then I think this uphill climb at Killarney today will very much suit this horse. If Wayne Lorden can get him into overdrive early enough, then I think he has the qualities to win this race. So Black Wolf Run is a strong vote in the 550.
Okay, another strong vote from Andy then, this time in the 5.50. The 6.20 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile, and Plowboy is the 6-1 favourite, 7-1 for Reckless Lad and Colour Rhapsody, 7s also for Bribe the Bouncer, 8-1 for Ibergman, 10-1 for Strait of Zanzibar and Angel of Joy. Greco, another one at 10s and 14s or bigger for the others. A wide open handicap, plenty in here that we know plenty about. Andy, who would you side with on this occasion?
Yeah, I'll probably go 2 against the field here. I'd certainly have to concentrate on the form that Reckless Lad showed when he won here at the festival back on the 13th of July. Not only did he win quite snugly, he actually posted the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card in beating Hatton Cross. Back in the field was Beau Satchel, who, of course, we know went on to win at the Galway Festival, and also Aurelia Cotter as well, who's won twice subsequently. So the speed figure's been boosted. Good run the other day down in court behind the track specialist 18 Summers. That cemented his well-being. He's 1-for-1 at the track. He's got a good draw. Ground, he's pretty much impervious to him either way. So he's definitely got to be on the shortlist. And the other one is Bribe the Bouncer from the Dennis Hogan stable. Horse that won at the Galway Festival himself. Coming from a long way back from a bad draw to defy 16-1. That starting price, beating the informed Plowboy. The two of them were well clear. Unfortunately, for the connections of Bride the Bouncer, there's only one race left for him at the Galway Festival, and that came a few days later. But it was over 7 furlongs, and as I said on the pod that day, the way his run style suggested, that was going to be too short for him, and indeed that's exactly how it shaped up. But he was doing his best work at the end, and in the end finished 5th behind Chilly Billy. But step it back up to a mile and half a furlong should suit this horse. Could have done with a better draw, but hopefully Tom Madden can get him into a good position, because I think he's going to be a huge player down the lane if he can. So 2 against the field there are Reckless Lad, the course and distance winner, and also Bribe the Bouncer up in trip.
Couple against field in the 6.20. The 6.50 is the big race of the evening. This is the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, a listed race over a mile and a half a furlong. Sacrificial is the 3-1 market leader, nibbled this morning from 7-2. 4-1 for Devonshire. Algonquin is 6-1. It's 7s for Witchwood Warrior. Battle of Marathon is 8s. 9-1 for Akira from 12s. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. You've mentioned, Andy, that you've got a big price nap in here. So talk us through your thoughts there.
Yes, just one of those ones that I've spotted. I could almost go as far as to say I think bookmakers have taken leave of their senses here, sticking up 20-1 for Princess Aloof, my strongest vote on the card here tonight. I was asked the other day by an emailer, 3 horses to keep an eye on over in Ireland, 3 horses to follow, and one of them was this Jessica Harrington trained filly. She's got plenty of upside. She's been quite industrious throughout the season, very, very consistent. She posted a big number when she won in Galway, beating a good field in pretty easy fashion. I was really impressed with her that day. She beat Shalimzar and Champagne of Water, plus a whole host of informed horses. Prior to that, she'd run really well over this track and caught the eye with a surging late finish from the back of the field in the hands of Sean Corby when he got her too far back in a mile three race won by on a pedestal. And that's the second time that she's run well at Killarney. So she ticks the box there. She knows the track really well, and she's run well at the track twice. But it was the big eye-catching run the other day in a race that really, on the ratings, she had no right to be in for a start off. But obviously Jessica Harrington has sort of sensed that this horse is a listed filly, or at least a filly that can get some black type, even though she's only rated 87. That run down in Garran the other day indicated that both the trainer and the horse itself aren't a million miles off that standard. And she was huge and lucky that day. I mean, Easter won it, beat Stadaglow, Martitani, all the right horses in that listed race. But the racing comments in the post don't really do it all justice. She got absolutely wiped out on the home turn when she was making ground. And then she was trying to go up the inside rail in the hands of Shane Fowler. And the door kept getting constantly slammed in her face. And she ended up finishing 7th, but only beaten 4 lengths. But she went through the line on the bridle. And I thought, God, this horse is in still great form. This race, for me, is probably no better. I'd certainly suggest that Devonshire and Algonquin are two horses on the upgrade. But other than that, you know, we've got Sacrificial, who's been going through the handicap route, similar to Princess Aloof. It's a race, certainly, that Princess Aloof, I think, can be competitive in. And at 20 to 1, well, you'd definitely be crazy if you didn't have a few quid on that at that price.
Okay, big price nap selection then for Andy. Princess Aloof in the 6.50. The 7.20 is the fifth race on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap. Again, we're over the mile and half a furlong trip. 6-1 core favourites of three this morning: Apache Gold, Escapism, and Udugo. 8-1 for Avalanche. II Skipper is eights as well. Artscene is tens with Settle for Red. 12-1 for Zello Stream and Tythonus, which is a reserve. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. As open as you'd like this. Andy, who would you side with in there?
Yeah, if I'm having a strong view in the previous race, I've hardly got anything here of any great significance. I'd certainly expect Udugo to go well. Did so the other day down in Garen in a similar race to this behind Johan Bark. Good money for it this morning from an obviously powerful stable in a race like this. Certainly got to be respected. But Apache Gold has been such a consistent performer for John Walsh in the last season or so that he's about as reliable as you're going to get in a race like this. And at 6-1, I think he's worth an each-way bet. He could have done with a better draw for a start-off, but he has run well over this track before on numerous occasions. He's fine over this in and around this distance, as he proved last time out when he beat the inform and consistently unlucky Casual Casualty, ran well once again down in Sligo last night for us on the pod. He goes with on any kind of ground, and he's just really, really granite tough. And when I'm looking at a race like this and what horse I'm going to put up, because I know he won't let me down, it has to be a horse like Apache Gold. So he's the each way selection at 6-1.
Apache Gold each way. The 7.50 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and three furlongs. And the four last time out winners are the four at the top of the market. Ginger Lake is 4-1, 5-1 for Boa Boy and Intransive. Vale de Sol is 8-1. It's 8-1 for Zebek as well. 10s for Way Down South and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Some in-form runners here, Andy. Which one comes home in front?
Yeah, I quite like the chances of Boa Boy here. He's started off his career with a couple of nice runs at the Curra and Killarney and decent maidens. And then he stepped up on that quite readily to get the better of a strongly fancied horse of Aidan O'Brien the other day called the Crew Master. Dermot Weld also had one that was very strongly fancied on that occasion as well. And this horse completely brushed them both aside in a very fast time. OK, yes, he did get an advantageous track position because he was drawn in stall one and he had the run of the race around the inside, but he was still hugely impressive. And I like the fact that the horse in second, the Crew Master, has won subsequently. He looks as though he'll stay the trip quite comfortably as well. He's by Galileo, and his run style certainly suggests that he'll get it well. He's quite a handy type. The fact that he went round Galway, that's not a problem either. So he looks a horse on the up with a bit of upside attached to his profile, and he's 5-1 this morning with William Hill. So that looks a fair each way bet for Boho Boy.
Fair each way bet then. In the 7.50, the final race is the 8.20. We finish here with a race over a mile and three furlongs for three-year-olds and older that have not won a race of value more than €10,000. Hallmark is 1-1 so far and 4-7 at the top of the market. 9-2 for Highly Toxic. Nebula is 8-1 with Pin Code and 12-1 for Buyer Beware. Who'd you like in the lucky last?
It's got to be Hallmark. He was massively impressive first time out at Leopardstown. I don't think he was particularly well fancied. I know he went up 3-1 joint favourite, but there was only nine runners and it wasn't a strong looking race on paper, but he couldn't have won any more easily. I mean, he basically laughed at the opposition. He won by 2.25 lengths in a very good time, and he looks as though he could be anything. He falls into that bracket of the others, and I think Pin Code will certainly give you a run for your money if you was to back him perhaps each way maybe, or even without the favourite Hallmark. I'm sure William Hill will be pricing up that market, but he's in great nick at the moment. He beat my strongest advice at Sligo last night quite comfortably at Tremor the other day, three colours red, and we've seen that form as we saw advertised. And Stephen Cummings takes the £10 off him as well, so he could be quite dangerous. He'll certainly be good enough anyway to beat the other three, but on this occasion I think Hallmark will justify position in the market. He looks a smart colt.
Let's just have a quick summary if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, looks a decent card tonight, Killarney. Yeah, starting off with the nice each-way proposition in the shape of Darren Core. I'll go with Black Wolf running the 550. He's definitely got the ability to win that. He just needs to get his act together and with the blinkers on for the first time. Hopefully that'll help him. Reckless Lad and Bride the Bantam are two against the field in the 650. Napping the Night by an absolute country mile is that Princess Aloof, who's definitely been stuck in at the wrong price with the bookmakers this morning. I'll go with Apache Gold, with not a great deal of confidence in the 720. Boho Boy looked a nice colt the other day down in Galway and expect him to continue his progression in that mile and a quarter, mile three race. And in the final race, Hallmark looks as though he could be a really nice horse in the making. Pin Code maybe one for the forecast merchants.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Killarney this evening.
Thanks, Mike.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.